Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Joe Giglio is up with us right now. Later in the hour, we will tackle the Ben Simmons saga. Because, the Sixers, I have a feeling, surrendered.
I hope not.
I have a feeling they surrendered. And Ben, and I can't believe I'm going to do this. Stephen A. Smith, who's one of the people I love. I've known him forever.
Right.
I'm ripping him
in
the next segment. No. What he did with Ben Simmons is embarrassing.
Oh, they're buddies now?
They're beyond buddies. All it takes for some media people, Al, is for a guy to answer your question and he's in love with you. It's baloney. But on the line with us is a guy who is not so easily impressed. From our night show here at WIP, Joe Giglio is with us. Hi, Joe.
Good morning, Angelo.
Hey, Joe, I got to do a little show prep during the show. You do a betting show, correct? What do you do, Joe? What's that show?
So, I do. It's called BetQL Daily, and I do it Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. On the BetQL Network.
Wow. All right. So you do it 3 hours a day of betting every day, Joe.
Yes, I do.
Are you good at it?
I'm better now probably than I was, a year and a half ago when I started doing it. So I'm okay.
All right. So I got this guy, Ken Barkley, coming on because he trolled our show yesterday by accident. It was an ad that was appearing during the show. And in the ad, Joe, he said, the Eagles take the under on 9.5 wins. They're a 500 team. They didn't beat a playoff team last year, blah, blah, blah. You're a betting expert, too, because you do, frankly, you're doing more hours than this guy's doing, Joe. Joe, is that an under or an over?
So it's an over for me. I will preface this by saying I was a little worried when I heard that because Ken's pretty good. I
mean, oh, really?
Ken is pretty good. I respect his opinion, especially with over-unders or win totals. He's usually pretty good on this stuff, Angelo. But I'm on the other side of him on this. Now, do I love the Eagles' win total as much now as I did 2 months ago? No, I mean, it was 8.5. I thought that was one of the easiest overs in the NFL. They got A.J. Brown. They drafted Jordan Davis 8.5 after winning 9 last year. It didn't make any sense.
I think they're going to
win 11 games, Angelo. So I would still go over the 9.5, but I understand why some bettors are like, yeah, that's a little harder now.
Hey, Joe, did that first game, even though it was only a series or so, did that game give you more confidence or less that they're going to be a winning team?
More confidence. I mean, look, I think the offense is going to work. I think that last year we have this perception that this was a bad offense because of the way it ended, or it was a really mediocre offense. And I won't say it was great, but they moved the football last year. They averaged 25.5 points a game, and Jalen Reagor got a lot of snaps as a starting wide receiver. It was Jalen Hurts' first year as starting quarterback. So if you just kind of play it back a little bit from last year, add A.J. Brown to it, Hurts should be more comfortable and better this year. I don't see why they're not scoring 26-ish, 27 points a game. That should be good enough with an improved defense to be a good football team.
And you're a Hurts guy, right, Joe? You like him.
I'm a Jalen Hurts guy, yeah. I've been from the beginning, and I can't wait to see what he does this year, Angelo, because you look at, obviously we know that a lot of his career is on the line here with the Eagles this year, what he does and how the Eagles progress with him. But I just think that he can be better than we think he can. I see more in him than a lot of people do, and I won't be surprised if we're talking in the middle of the season saying, wow, Jalen Hurts is even better than we thought. I'm a big fan.
Joe, how long into the 3-year tenure of J.J. Arcega-Whiteside was it that you knew he was a stiff?
Oh, it might have been the first year. I mean, you watch the other receivers that were drafted around the same time as him or after him, unfortunately, in that draft for the Eagles, and the guy couldn't play. He never got open. Like, we always talk about these drops that he had. But in the NFL, if you can't get yourself open, you can't be a good wide receiver. He never got open. Obviously, when the ball came to him, he didn't catch it. He just didn't look like an NFL wide receiver athletically from day one. I never understood what the Eagles saw.
Well, but that it took him 3 years here. And then they did it. Ultimately, they pretty much gave away the guy that got was going to get caught. But, Joe, why did it take them so much longer than it took us?
Well, I mean, I always think with teams, the investment they make in a player factors in a lot. I mean, Jalen Reagor, unless they find a trade part for him, he's going to be here, and by all accounts, he's had a better camp, and he's a better player than Arcega-Whiteside. Now, this is a low bar, but first-round pick for Reagor, second-round pick for Arcega-Whiteside. If you're a first- or second-round pick, I think it's hard for the people that draft you to say, yeah, we were totally wrong on that. They want to just see it through just in case they weren't wrong, but if they're wrong, they're usually wrong the whole time.
Yeah, and Rager's next to go. I'm booking it. Let me move to the Phillies here, because speaking of GMs, Dave Dombrowski had a very good night last night. With Sosa having that big night, Syndergaard playing well, center fielder Marsh has looked pretty good. Dombrowski, did he rescue this season with those trade deadline deals?
He stabilized it. I mean, Angelo, that's for sure. I mean, and then you throw David Robertson in. Robertson was my favorite one of all the moves they made. I mean, it's amazing because the memory we had of him here in Philadelphia was just a waste of time. He got hurt. He barely pitched. He basically stole $20-something million because he couldn't get back that next year. But he's electric. I mean, his stuff looks like it did when he was with the Yankees 10 years ago. So he's a big piece in that bullpen, and obviously they need him now, with Knebel out, and not that we like Knebel anyway, but he was a piece of that bullpen. And then, yes, Syndergaard, that was impressive last night, Angelo. I know that, Thompson tried to get another inning out of him or a couple batters. He gave the home run in the eighth, but for seven innings, I think it was the first time Syndergaard went seven innings since June, so I was impressed.
Who's going further this year, the Eagles or the Phillies?
I'll say the Eagles. I still have some worry about the Phillies getting through that first round, if it's the Braves or, whoever it's going to be. But, look, the fact that we're having this conversation, Angelo, is amazing. Because if you had asked me this in May, we'd all be laughing. Because we'd be saying the Phillies aren't going anywhere. They were 22 and 29. The fact that we are having this conversation about how far they can go in the playoffs just shows you how much has changed around here in a couple of months.
Last one. Who won the Ben Simmons saga?
Well, I don't know how the money went, but the fact that he's not here anymore means we won. It's over, Angelo. We don't have to deal with this anymore. I mean, the fact that the Nets are about to start a training camp, hoping he could come back and play basketball and is willing to play basketball means they lost. The Sixers may have dropped a couple million dollars yesterday, but we won. He's not here anymore. We're done with that.
Well, I'm not sure I agree with that one, Joe, but lots of good opinions. And Joe was saying, take the over at 9.5, but he's not that excited. Right, Joe? You're right on the not positive.
I feel good, not as great as I did at 8.5. We'll put it that way.
There you go. Joe is a betting authority. Now, thank you, Joe. I appreciate it. At least doing 3 hours a day on betting.
And then 3 hours
a show. And
then
he's doing the show here?
Yeah.
These people are workaholics.
Oh, it's fun to do the gambling thing, though, right?
Yeah.
And it's not fun to do this?
Well, just compared to you, they're workaholics.
That hurt. That one right there hurt. I have a lot of respect for my own work.
From your perspective, they are workaholics.
But
you're not
see,
wrong.
The gambling thing is ready-made. There's games.
Yeah.
So you don't have to come up with what's the issue? The issue of the day is the games of the day, and you can go, there's all statistics. It's really interesting. It's a kind of combination.
It's exhausting, though.
Right,
it is. It's just like you have all these really juiced about it, and I think Joe is.
Well, yeah. I find, though, that people that gamble, they know so much more because it's...
Well, we got Ken Barkley out at 9, and what he knows is the Eagles are not very good. And we're going to find out why he feels that way. Don't go anywhere. In between them at 8 o'clock, we got Ruben Freck, who's with the... I want to know if he's going to Cleveland with him, Al.
He's from there. He's from Columbus.
Good. I want to trash Cleveland. Can I trash Cleveland or is that outside? Is there a Cleveland pressure group too, Rhea?
Why? What do you have against Cleveland?
It's an armpit.
When was the last time you were there?
35 years. I heard, though, it hasn't gone better.
Yeah, I've been there. Yeah. I was there. It's
armpit?
No.
It's not Akron.
All right, there you have it. Matt's on the line to talk about soon left wide receiver J-Jaw. Hi, Matt.
How's it going this morning?
Do you feel sad that Ortega Whiteside is gone?
I do not, and, you know, with this deal here, I don't want to hear any Howie Roseman credit. You know, I mean, he didn't even fix his mistake. I mean, it was like, here's our guy for your guy, like a mistake for a mistake.
No, but at that point, they were going to cut him. The guy, how you know a guy's done is when they change his position. When they say,
never works.
You are never going to be a wide receiver, even though that was the only thing they imagined when they brought him here. Now you're going to be a tight end. When that happens, Marcus, you've covered these things.
It's over. I was delighted they did it, and yeah. I couldn't wait to see how it was going to pan out.
Yeah.
I mean, it was going to be bad. But I just couldn't wait to see, like, oh my goodness, this is just going to be like, they talk about him blocking all the time,
yeah,
but he's blocking cornerbacks.
Not the same thing.
It's not like blocking linebackers.
That's what he found out. Matt, it was a experiment doomed to fail. So anyway, yeah, you're happy to see him go. Here's the problem, Matt. He's now, you understand, he's going at the training camp today. He's going to see DK Metcalf, who was picked 7 picks after him. He's going to say, why am I even at this camp? I was in the same draft. This guy got drafted before DK Metcalf. That is an embarrassing situation.
And what's funny is you go back and listen to those cuts about all the things that Howie said about Whiteside is just it's just ridiculous. I mean, the guy never did a thing.
But nothing.
Anyway, on to your conversation about who's got the, you know, best chance of winning next. You know, I love the Bills right now, but I honestly think it's the Birds.
Yeah. I hope you're right. Because, see, the longer they play, the longer I remain with Al on the air here at WIP. And I'm going to be honest with you, Al. You're hoping for a long run here, right?
Sure. Thanksgiving.
Matt, give me a hyphenated name of somebody famous.
Yeah, I'll say Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh, that's a go, Al. What an act. He retired.
Did he really?
Method actor. Yes.
He's acted in some weird movies.
At 60. He becomes the character for the entire time they're doing
the film. That's
probably
why he retired. He was probably like,
no, like
mentally.
If it's like a serial killer, for that time, he has dark thoughts the whole time, like for 9 months.
It's be fun to live with.
I don't think so. Anyway, when we return, Al, we got a lot of ground to cover here. I can't believe I'm going to do this, but I have to. The Ben Simmons saga is over.
And you think
somehow, one brief conversation between Ben Simmons and the most important media person in American sports, Stephen A. Smith, flip Stephen 180. Stephen went from the arch enemy of Ben Simmons to I'm rooting for the brother. That's his comment.
Hmm.
And you got to hear this, Al. This is embarrassing to me as somebody who has always loved Stephen. Stephen, no, don't do this. He's still awful. 215-592-9494. Later in the hour, Al, we got a new song. It's about Howie and Georgia.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Thank you, bro.
All right, 7:23 is the time. I'm about to step back on some thin ice, Al.
Okay.
I told you, I already got out thin ice three or four times today talking about fat people, dumb people, people with hyphens in their name.
What a way to go through world.
People who laugh like a girl. No, it's everything you do on this show now is dangerous.
Calling all fat, dumb,
and
stupid.
And I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it again in a minute because I'm just, that's what the topics are today. It's not my fault.
Okay.
Hey, Ava Graham, yes. First question of the day.
It's brought to you by Arm & Cadillac, your Cadillac certified pre-owned headquarters. Visit armandcadillac.com to view their selection of hand-picked certified Cadillacs. Which Philadelphia sports team will go the farthest in the playoffs this season? 46% Eagles.
Ooh.
32% Sixers.
Whoa!
19% Phillies. Womp womp. Flyers, 3%.
So the Sixers did come in second. People are still not fully committed to the Phillies' chances this year.
I just want to know who voted for the Flyers to get 3%.
Two of the votes were from her own husband. Yes. I could tell you that right
now.
And
Jonesy.
Right? Yeah.
All right.
Yes,
so, Al, now let's deal with mental illness.
Okay.
Because what happened yesterday...
Well, right. That's certainly a way to start out the conversation.
What happened yesterday... was the Sixers came, why don't I just give you the information first, from ESPN, Nicole Briscoe actually read Adrian Wojnarowski's tweet, which indicated a settlement had been reached.
Breaking news from Adrian Wojnarowski. Ben Simmons and the Philadelphia 76ers have reached a settlement agreement on the grievance that Simmons filed to recoup a portion of the nearly $20 million withheld from him as a result of his failure to play games in the 2021-2022 season, sources told ESPN.
All right, so here's the thing. I never believed he had any sort of a mental illness.
No.
I believe Ben Simmons no longer wanted to play in this city because he had made a tremendous number of enemies by basically chickening out with a dunk in the Atlanta series, which was the
passing
last
off the
time
dunk, yeah.
The last time he played a game in the NBA.
Correct.
It's a year and a half ago. Al, I believe that the mental illness thing was an excuse. Are you with me?
To an extent, yes.
All right. Yeah. So here's what happened yesterday. By settling the issue, by giving Ben some of the money, if not most of the money, they have told everyone else in the NBA, if you don't like where you're playing, say you're dealing with emotional issues.
Kevin Durant.
And get paid anyway.
Well, we don't know if he got any money.
No, yeah. He got big money.
Yeah, know? That's what I'm trying to figure
He's
out.
He's got
here.
A lot
I'm
of
curious
money.
If it wasn't released that it was low.
See, that's what I don't
no,
know.
No, it's high.
Don't the
Paul,
agents always let you know that it's high when it's high?
Rich Paul, let me tell you something. Adele's hitting some notes today that she wasn't hitting yesterday.
Adele is beyond wealthy. I don't think she's worried about
he,
it.
She Rich a lot, Paul. Rich Paul did not tuck his tail between his legs and walk away.
I just would have expected if the number was high, it would have been leaked.
Based on my source.
Which is what?
John Johnson.
Well, jeez, okay.
What are you laughing at? He's employed by WIP.
I'm aware of that.
John said he believes the settlement is in the neighborhood of $15 million.
No.
Wow.
Out of the $20
million. What would you be happy with?
John Johnson covers the team.
I understand. What would be, like, my thing, I'd be happy with $6
million. I'd be happy
with zero.
I don't want him getting a penny.
I agree.
Because the whole thing was a farce.
Yes.
Marcus, isn't it a bet? Let's assume they did give him a big check. Isn't that a bad thing for the whole league?
It's a bad thing for the NBA, but it's a good thing for the players.
Well, I don't like it. I don't like it. And I don't like that guy, Al. He's annoying as hell. And then it got worse yesterday.
Yeah.
All right? Because yesterday, Al, Stephen A. Smith.
Right.
By far his most vocal critic.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how many times I played cuts from Steven, in which Steven said the guy was a fraud, over and over and over again. I'll play one of them now, just so you get a feel of you. So, Joe, give me that one first, number five. This is, I'm sorry, number four. This is what he said, Al, not all that long ago.
Listen. I feel bad for anybody who was his teammate. He quit on LSU. He quit on the Philadelphia 76ers, and now he ain't showing up for the Brooklyn Nets. We can point to all the excuses, all the rationale behind it that we want to. I do recall, despite him not playing, he still filed a grievance to collect $20 million that he has not earned. This is one of the most pathetic situations that I've ever seen in my life. He ain't going to war. He ain't going in the octagon. He's not going in a boxing ring. It's pulling teeth to get this man to play basketball. It's pathetic. It's sad.
That's beautiful commentary.
Yes.
And then something weird happened. He happened to bump into Ben Simmons recently, and Ben talked to him. Al, a brief, fleeting conversation, and a year of attacks ends, and now he's saying this.
Newsflash here. I ran into Brent Simmons. He and I had a nice conversation. Good. You understand? His personal business, is his personal business. I support the brother. I had a problem with him not playing. That's the past. He's ready to go. He swears he's ready to go. I'm rooting for the brother.
I don't know if you noticed in the beginning of that cut, he called him Brent Simmons.
That was weird.
Whatever.
Brent Simmons, I don't care. Really,
focus on the essence of what he said.
That's still ridiculous.
Because it's embarrassing to me that a man who has attacked someone for 1 year suddenly had a conversation with a brief of nature, and now he's on his team and he's rooting for his brother. This is garbage, all right? The guy is a thief. The guy is the guy is another example of a complete draft bust.
He doesn't want to play basketball. He wants to be a celebrity with all the money.
Mark, this is what I want to know.
He's not a bust.
What?
He was like a three-time All-Star.
Yeah, yeah.
His rookie of the year, he was a good player.
Hold on. Oh, let me check. Oh, no rings. I guess he didn't give me the ring. Here's what I want to ask you. Right. How common is it in the media, Marcus,
right,
that a guy hates somebody and then the athlete gives him 10 minutes and that's all it takes for him to go rah-rah, sis, boom-ba? That's very common, isn't it?
It's a lot more common than it should be.
It's embarrassing, isn't it?
It can be, yeah.
Yeah.
I sound like Ruben, don't I?
No, I'm just saying, no, this, Al, I love Steven. He, to me, is the most compelling sports commentator in America.
Yeah.
And that is weak. Weak.
Do you remember how Ben Simmons presented himself at his introductory press conference? I think it was like February 14th or 15th in Brooklyn. He couldn't wait to play.
Yeah,
he was all
oh,
in.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
and he wanted to be ready to play for the comeback in March in Philadelphia.
Oh yeah.
And by the way,
if he had said that to Stephen A. himself, maybe Stephen A. would have changed his tune because he called him a liar after that press conference.
The last thing, no, Stephen attacked him for a year. Oh, I happened to bump into him. Huh? I'm behind the brother. Well, give me a break. What kind of garbage is that? And furthermore, Al, the last time we actually heard from Ben was like a week or two ago when the story came out that Kevin Durant ghosted him when they were doing a Zoom conference before Game 4 of the playoffs last year, and they asked Ben if he was going to play because he hadn't played the whole damn year and he was cleared to play.
Yeah.
And Ben just exited the Zoom. All of
Zoom,
his,
he's gone.
His head's on the screen, and poof, it's gone. And that's the last time we heard from him. And now I'm getting a testimonial from Stephen A. Smith. No, the guy's a thief. Al, he's a crook, and he's a thief, and he's a fraud.
Well,
how's that?
Well,
I'll go with fraud.
Thank you.
You know, he's going to call the show, and you're going to be like, well, I've changed
no.
my mind.
No, back, you know one thing about me. Those days are over.
We hear from
over.
Better not hear from Brent from Brooklyn. You'll
the
change your mind.
The last time that ever happened, it involved a pie.
What?
And it's, oh, I haven't yeah. done it since. John's on the line from Philly. Hi, Johnny.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are you today?
Well, we're all pretty upset. Whiteside's going. You know what a big, big impact he's had on our lives.
Yeah, I'm going to have to change my win total from 12 to 11 now that Arthaga Whiteside's gone. It's a shame.
Yeah, he's such an integral part of our lives.
No, I just, I mean, I'm glad Howie's starting to realize he's got to get rid of some of this dead weight that, you know, he's picked up. I'm sure Rager's going to be around this year, but if he doesn't do anything this year, he's got to be gone next year, you would think. So,
why is he going to be here this year? They do not. Do you understand they have five better receivers? And he stinks at punt returns. We saw that on Friday night. He's still no damn good at that. What is he good at?
He was good at being a first-round pick, but that's about it.
That's about it. There's no reason to keep him this year. And they did bring in other receivers who are all better than him. Pascal is better than him. Obviously, A.J. Brown is better than him.
No.
He's not in the top five, John, and he's not a good punt returner. What is he good at?
He's not good at anything for us.
Then why are we keeping him another year?
Like I said, he's a first-round draft pick, and Howie, you know, has a tendency to keep them around a little longer than he should.
Well, the same fate will fall him as did Whiteside. He's not an NFL player. It's that simple.
No, I agree. I mean, I think I really wish he would get cut this year, and I really wish he would follow in Arthaga's White steps out. Whiteside steps out the door, but I don't really see that happening.
Well, we'll say maybe Howie's in a mood to admit his draft mistakes. That would be very good because then we could get rid of Dillard too, and then we could get rid of Barnett because all of them are not good. Howie had a phenomenal draft last year. He had a great draft the year before. He should rest on those laurels, not the previous ones. That's the way I look at it. John, give me right now a hyphenated famous name.
It was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar said.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one, Al. That's an all-timer. All right, Andrew's up next from Havertown. Hi, Andrew.
Morning, Angelo.
What are you feeling this morning, Andrew?
I mean, after the Phillies, you know, gave up two. I mean, they gave up the Saturday game against the Mets. I thought that that was a great opportunity, especially with Nola, you know, going eight innings. You know, great opportunity for the Phillies to really kind of cement themselves as a worthy team going into the final, you know, weeks of the season.
Right.
It's really frustrating that Wheeler gave up, you know, the amount of runs that he did, and although they had a back, you know, bounce back performance last night, you know, it still leaves me to question, you know, what's it going to look like going into this four game set coming back to Philly when, you know, on Friday.
That's fun. That four game is fun to me because there's even a doubleheader in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a doubleheader.
Yeah, Saturday. Yep.
Andrew, that's you got him in your ballpark. I think it's the last time they face him the whole year.
Yeah,
that's your statement. That's your statement. You got to win three of those just to let them know it's not a lock that they're going to beat you in the playoffs. Beat them right now. Beat them now and show them. Beat DeGrom. Beat Scherzer. Whoever they got ready for you.
I don't think they're going to face DeGrom.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I think they're missing.
Even better.
I think they're missing two of their big guys.
All right, but Andrew, I'm going to tell you something. At some point, you got to beat them. You got them in your ballpark. You got a much better team now since the trade deadline. Beat them.
I think I'm going to go on a limb here and say that I think the Phillies are going to make it farther than the Eagles are in the postseason. I think if Bryce Harper comes back fully healthy and is able to hit post when he got his thumb broken, I think if Harper comes back, I think this team could legitimately win 90 to 92 wins and be a force in the postseason. And especially if Suarez has now completely bounced back from the back spasms. And if Nola pitches like he did on Saturday, then you have a solid 1-2-3 going into the postseason.
All right, so Andrew, are you saying the Eagles maybe don't even make the playoffs?
No. I think the Phillies make the NLCS.
Okay. All right, and the Eagles get out in the first round.
I think they get one win. I just don't know if they're going to win the division, though. I think they'll be a wild card team. I think it might still be Dallas here. It's hard to determine.
Oh, that hurt.
Hurts no. still,
That Hurts.
I still don't trust Hurts. I don't think he has the repertoire, you know, in his arsenal to, you know, be able to consistently, you know, have good legitimate games where he can be a legitimate pass in the NFL. That's just my opinion.
All right. I need a hyphenated name right now, like J.J. Ortega-Whiteside.
How about Julia Louis-Dreyfus?
Ooh.
Good one.
Excellent.
Good one. All right.
So, Ange, DeGrom is pitching Thursday against the Braves, so they're definitely missing DeGrom. They got Scherzer going the night before against the Braves.
He's out, too.
So the first one, they're gonna face Bassett, who, you know, Bassett handled them on Sunday.
I got to have three. Three out of four. All right, when we come back, there's been an undercurrent of unhappiness throughout this morning so far because of comments that were made in a column currently on Inquirer.com by Mr. Marcus Hayes, who embraces the soft camp and then brings out numbers, which I'm going to strongly...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Test. All right, welcome back. So I'm minding my own business, Al, a few minutes before the show. Very happy with topics today, and I'm looking forward to doing the radio program. And Rhea comes out with a smile on her face. When Rhea's got the smile on her face, that's a problem. All right? She goes, oh, you're not going to like this. Marcus Hayes has written a new column, Embracing the Soft Camp the Eagles Are Holding, and he's got stats. And even before I looked at the stats, Al, I said they're probably bogus.
Well,
I didn't even know what the stats were, and I didn't like them.
Well, that's not a good starting point.
And keep this in mind, because I just talked to him. Marcus has an extremely knowledgeable doctor wife.
Yes.
Okay.
I even said to her, do you run this by her? Because maybe she has a different opinion. She could tell you from
medical. And she was an athlete.
Right, and she was an athlete. But then he told me this horror story about how they forced her to play with a groin injury, and it was bad. So anyway, I don't want to get too personal on this. Here's the thing, Marcus. So you said, and listen to these lines he writes, right? He said the Eagles are spending less time in practice than Iverson. Right? He said, Al, that the Eagles have worked as hard as road construction flagmen.
That's nice.
If the camp was any easier, the smoothies would come with umbrellas.
So he's killing them.
All right. These are all great lines supporting my point of view, which is it's too soft. But you think this prevents injuries. You are convinced of this, Marcus Hayes.
I witnessed it last year, yes.
And you had, where did you get these stats that, hey, listen to these stats out. The soft tissue injuries are down. We're down last year 75% from the year before.
Ooh.
I was here every day. No way that's true.
It was a huge story. We talked about it all season. We talked about how the new medical staff had, you know, because of how they preconditioned these guys and how they brought them back on a different schedule and maybe the soft practice schedule in the preseason and in the regular season, kept these guys fresher and less likely to injure themselves in a 17-game season, in a longer
season. Sanders get hurt?
Sanders always gets hurt.
Maialata got hurt.
He did.
Lane Johnson got hurt. I'm looking at all the main players. They all missed time.
I'm pretty sure Lane Johnson had an ankle issue that predated.
Was that the one that had to get cleared out?
He took three games off for mental health issues.
All right, hold on. Then let me work with this. All right, here's the current injury list.
Okay.
All right now. This is now using this country club approach. This is what they got right now.
Right.
Kelce elbow.
Which predates this season.
There we go. Now we're going to do
He's been wearing a brace on his elbow for 4 years.
Well, he's old.
Yeah, but Kelsey probably should have had the surgery earlier.
Right.
Kelsey elbow.
All right.
I'm giving you the list. Kelsey elbow, Dickerson foot, Hargrave toe, Scott concussion, Hightower groin, Jackson knee, Sanders leg, Calcaterra hammy, Covey hand, Ward toe. Those are just players we know.
Those aren't soft. The toes aren't soft tissue.
Here we go. Why? It's a soft tissue.
Well,
but
that's the entire point of the column.
That's what puts in the column.
That's right.
There's only one guy. There's only one guy who's significant in that whole list with any sort of soft tissue injury. It's Miles Sanders, who's got some sort of mystery leg soreness.
Do you understand that you covered training camps with Ray Rhodes?
Yes.
You covered training camps. With who came after him?
Andy Reid.
Andy's are still tough, right?
And you are saying to me that doing virtually nothing in the camp is better.
I'm saying to you that I think
you
this
know better
team,
than this.
I think this team benefited from it last year and could benefit from it again. You know what's interesting is they don't have any more off days for the veterans. Because
everybody gets every third day off. Everybody, they're doing these joint things.
Yeah,
right?
they're supposed to be very good.
In Cleveland.
Yeah.
But yesterday was a walkthrough. Today is off.
Yeah.
Because there's a travel day. Yeah. Or whatever. And then they get there, they do 2 days. The next day, they play a game on Sunday. Saturday's off.
Yeah.
Right? And then they're off Monday. Most of the time, they're off.
I agree with you
that it's not training camp.
That it seems a little light. But one point that Marcus made in there, that we have to stop referencing these camps from 30 and 40 years ago, the guys do come in much better shape.
Did you see Lane Johnson? Did you see Lane Johnson's
Twitter post? He's got washboard abs.
Lane Johnson is 6'5", 330 pounds. He has less body fat than you've ever had.
All right. What are you putting me in? I'm a talk show host.
I'm just saying, at some point, you're a fit young man.
I'm in the lower part of the fat kind that some of these other
the
talk
Italian
shows
stallion
here.
At one point, right?
There's some fat people who work here, too.
You want to name names?
No,
you get in trouble?
I don't believe in it. I don't believe in that. That's called fat shaming, and you get in trouble for that.
I don't.
This is bogus. Do not believe what I swear to God, I want to book Marcus's doctor wife. I'll bet she doesn't agree with this.
So,
hey, doctor, should I work less as I'm an elite athlete before I play in a season?
So we actually sort of monitor how much our girls work out because they play a lot of sports and they're pretty high-level athletes. And we won't let them work out more than 4 days in a row. We make
you
them
won't.
Take the fifth day off.
Yes. Even if the coach doesn't want them to.
No. I mean, as they prepare for the season.
Right.
Whatever the coach says, the coach goes.
But didn't you just say to me, one of your daughters – is on a soccer team doing 2-a-days.
Yes.
Does it bother you that your daughter's working 3 hours a day and the Eagles are working a half an hour?
The second part doesn't bother me. The first part I'm not really thrilled about, but what are you going to do? I mean, that's how – I mean, they went 17-0 last year, my kids' soccer
team.
Oh,
they did?
Yeah.
They really did?
They did, yeah.
All right, our Eagles.
Apparently, the 2-a-days are working.
But they didn't,
I didn't realize it was that effective.
They
the Eagles
hit.
Should not even go to Cleveland. Take the week off, fellas.
They didn't hit one time in those practices at the soccer game. The soccer practices, no contact.
Well, that's why it's soccer. Andy's out of life from Deptford. Hi, Andy.
Yo, Ange. Morning, buddy. How we doing?
All right, let's work this out right now. So, Andy, I have heard from Mad Mike. He said he is going to demolish you, all right? So I got Andy the troll, now Andy from Deptford, Mad Mike. Can you do it next week, Andy?
Oh, without a doubt. I was going to ask you, did you check the back of your milk carton looking for Mad Mike?
Oh, no, I'm not around. I'm not around next week.
No, you're,
that's right.
You're off, yeah.
We want to do it the week leading into the Eagles season opener.
But Andy's making a good point. Mike, and I said this to Joe, I'm curious when we're going to hear from Mike since Jalen Hurts looked good Friday night.
All right, Mike,
don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You're not going to hear from him.
I know.
No, Andy.
I'm going to bury him just like all the listeners and all the callers want to do. I'm going to bury that fraud.
All right, here's what we're going to do, Andy. The Thursday, I've thought this over now. The Thursday before the Eagles opener, mm-hmm. I want you and Mad Mike in the studio debating the Eagles. Are you in or out?
I'm in. Now, if that fraud is going to show up, that's the bigger question.
No, he will show up. We have his contact information, and he came on the show last week talking tough, saying he's putting you down for good.
Please. Yo, Ange, yep. Another question for you. They were saying since July you were going to announce your replacement. Here we are in August, man.
Yeah,
people want to know what's going on.
I have grilled the. Here's what I think. This I'm just going to. And again, Al, I'm totally unauthorized.
I hate when you do this.
I'm totally unauthorized. Mm-hmm. All right. I believe they have made a decision.
Oh.
And I believe they are negotiating with the person, but that the negotiations have been slow.
Oh.
You may need to call Howie and get that deal done.
I'm glad you have no information.
My understanding is somebody here at WIP knows they're getting the job, and they're trying to get a few extra bucks.
All right.
Again, I don't know this.
No, but this will help.
If anything, hopefully this is pushes it forward a little. The two sides are locked in here.
Oh,
and,
God.
Yeah, I don't.
I see people's heads exploding right
Yo,
now.
Ann.
Oh, yeah.
You know what got me so excited about the Eagles? I mean, we all got so accustomed to gangrene defense, Buddy Ryan era, Jim Johnson with the Brian Dawkins defense. We got a defense in town here. We got some playmakers on that side of the ball that can really make things happen.
I mean, coach is going to coach him that way, because that fourth quarter with your third team in was pitiful. It was the fourth quarter with our third team and the Jets running down the field unabated.
Do you hear yourself?
Oh, yes, I hear myself. I was mad all Friday night.
Come on, man. Half of them guys
I wanted to win the game.
Aren't even going to be on the team.
Okay.
It was a sports event, and I was watching it.
It was a sports event like a WWE is a sports event.
Stop it.
When you seen Jordan Davis blowing stuff up that first half.
Yes.
When you seen Kassir White with that beautiful almost pick six.
Right.
I mean, we got studs on that side of the ball. I haven't been this excited about the defense in years.
Beautiful. Years. There is more talent there. All right, Andy, give me a hyphenated name.
I mean, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Already said. Al, give us all the names so far.
Catherine Zeta-Jones, Olivia Newton-John, Daniel Day-Lewis, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Come on, Andy. There's a million of them.
I'm going to keep it sports-related. My favorite small running back, how about Maurice Jones-Drew?
Very good. Put it down now. Maurice Jones-Drew. Right, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, although it took Howie a while to realize Whiteside couldn't play, he figured out the draft last year.
Mm-hmm.
Howie took a look down south, and he picked up some great players. Let's listen.
Howie went down to Georgia. He was looking for some dogs to steal. He used his sense and built a defense. It was Roseman at the wheel. When he came across these two young men wreaking havoc in the SEC, one was Jordan Davis and the other was N'Kobe. Now, Howie had his struggles. We know he took his knocks. His office was a closet. Chip Kelly hadn't given out socks. Maybe he's always been a genius, but I guess we never knew. But he showed us with these two picks, he knows just what to do. Now, Howie got us two champions, and they know how to win. There's no pretense, we got a defense as good as it's ever been. Howie's stepping up his game, he's finding guys who hit. He grabbed these guys from Georgia, and I know they're gonna fit. And when we win, we'll get another shiny ring of gold, because the Eagles now have Georgia in their soul.
I mean, Georgia's a pretty good football team.
Oh, yeah.
Have a little faith. Have a little trust.
I got you, bro.
100%, man.
The Jordan Davis, N'Kobe Dean era has begun. From the Peach State to the Cheese State, let them show you how it's done.
Wow. That is good stuff.
Outstanding.
Joe Cocklin. He's going to be doing that song Thursday night at the Parks Casino. It's right in Street Road in Ben Salem, Al. He's working with Don Jamison, Mark Riccadonna. Go to joeconkin.com for tickets. When we return, Ruben Frank's been watching all these practices. I'm not even asking her about the soft camp. He's going to agree with Marcus. 215-592-9494. Jump on now. We're looking for hyphenated names. We got great prizes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.